Mount Air is coming into the playoffs with a win over Martinsdale St. Mary's as they beat the Blue Devils 42-18. Apart from a few early errors with an interception thrown by Jackson Ruggles, the Raiders got the offense rolling and cleaned up after a few initial offensive drives.
Yeah, you know, it was obviously our senior night, but it also, you know, as well, was a game that came down to us being able to play a week 9 game that really meant something. And so our kids came out ready to play, and we gave up a pick six early on in the first quarter. But then after that, you know, our offensive line and defensive line kind of established what we wanted to do, and we kind of rolled from there.
Dyson Thompson was the leading rusher in the last game with 228 total yards and also earned 3 touchdowns. Not only was he explosive, he was effective and saw one of the biggest games of his career. Tyler Martin was right behind him with 93 rushing yards and also had 2 touchdowns to add to the board. Both Tate Dugan and Jackson Ruggles have also been keys in the offensive running game for the Raiders, with over 1,000 combined rushing yards this season.
You know, the nice thing is we got 4 guys that are pretty big threats, and they complement each other pretty well. And, you know, each week, and you can have a different guy go off. And it was, you know, Tyler's probably been our most consistent guy. And then it was just Dyson's turn this week. And, you know, our offensive line and wide receivers did a better job executing and blocking and creating some seams. And Dyson's a kid, if you give him a seam, he can go, especially if he breaks a few tackles. With Tyler, he's a physical, brutal runner, and he's going to wear on you. And eventually he's going to get some big gains there. And so, again, you know, you got to give credit to our guys up front creating those seams and then those wideouts maintaining some blocks to create those big runs.
The success of the Raiders' defense was putting pressure on Blue Devil quarterback Cooper Oberbreckling as he went 7-27 passing and forced him to throw 3 interceptions.
We were able to get some pressure on the quarterback with our guys up front running some D-line twists and stunts. And our DBs did a great job of covering them. I believe they threw the ball 28 times and completed 7 of them. And so, you know, that gives – you got to give credit to your guys being able to stay on their man, because we played man coverage. And when they got a quarterback that likes to run around like he did, you know, you got to defend. At one time, I think there was a 10-second play, you know, and that's recess. The last time you probably had to defend a guy that long and probably even shorter. So they did a great job of staying on their man and being disciplined and not peeking back to see where the quarterback was. And then Tyler Martin, again, and Matt Larson did a great job of running the football from our linebacker spots and were able to be pretty tough on that run game against them.
Mount Air will go to Guthrie Center tonight to take on ACGC for the second time this season. They match up against the Chargers in a 42-18 loss and were held scoreless in the second half. This week is a week for Mount Air to step up offensively, stop the run, and halt the deep pass downfield.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you know what to expect with them, even before you played them. But now when you play them, you know, our kids know especially their level of physicality and what we've got to do to match that and even maybe raise it up a little bit if we can. You know, and then it gives our kids an opportunity to see, like, how close we were if we take care of the ball and do some things assignment-wise, like how close you can put yourself into that game when you do things right. So our kids really feel like it's a great opportunity again to go out and play a tough football team and prove to, you know, mainly ourselves that we're just as tough and that we're a good football team.
While changing their game plan, Mount Air is looking to be in a competitive position that ends up in success. They're looking to put some confusion into the blocking game and execute on a point of attack.
We've got to be able to create some confusion when you talk about blocking schemes. So we got a pretty good idea of what we can do. And, you know, it's really putting our guys in better spots than what we had last time and coming up with a better plan. So we feel pretty confident in this plan, but it also comes down to execution. And we've got to be executing it on a consistent basis because, you know, it's going to be a 4-quarter football game. And so we've got to be tough at the point of attack as well, because that's what they're going to want to do. And our DBs can't fall asleep, because then I know they've only thrown it like 17 times all year and 3 of them were against us, you know, so, but you can't fall asleep because then they'll throw one behind your head or over your head. So we've just got to be assignment sound and be physical at the point of attack. And, you know, I think that'll put us in a position to be competitive at the end of the night.
Mount Air takes on ACGC tonight on the road with a kickoff at 7 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will have the audio coverage of the game with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show begins at 6:30 p.m., and you can also find the game right on our website at westerniowatoday.com. I'm Zach Collins reporting.